Have MOOCs improved or weakened public acceptance of online learning? Well, I'd rather go and ask the public, to be honest. I suspect that 80% of the general public probably don't even know what a MOOC is, but I do think that they made the education world more aware of online learning. They may have given the wrong impression, though, especially for faculty and instructors who've not been involved in online learning, may give them a wrong impression of what online learning can do, particularly for credit programs. I'm not bothered by the low completion rates for MOOCs, but it doesn't look good for a general public who may not have a more sophisticated view of what MOOCs are trying to do. And I do think they've given rather a false impression of what online learning is really about. In terms of the second question, we're on a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is of no importance and 10 is extremely important. I would give MOOCs a 4, 4 out of 10. I think they've done some useful things like making Board of Governors aware of some of the external changes that are happening in the world and how online learning might address some of those. I think the Ivy League drew a lot of attention to online learning through their moves into MOOCs, so they've helped to legitimise it a little bit. But I don't think MOOCs have had much impact on the development of 21st century skills. See MOOCs a little bit more, but they're a fairly minor component of the total number of MOOCs. And I certainly don't think MOOCs have done much to improve on teaching methods. And that brings me to the third question, where do I think MOOCs will improve to the point where there are a serious alternative to other forms of higher education? I think my answer to that is a clear no. Particularly, ex-MOOCs have very poor pedagogy. All they do is reinforce old ways of teaching, just old wine in new bottles. That's all it is for me. The C-MOOCs are much more interesting. I think they have more educational, pedagogical potential, but they are really outside, for people outside the higher education system. I think it's for people who are not interested in formal programs or courses, but are more interested in learning from other colleagues and so on. So I don't think that MOOCs will provide an alternative to other forms of higher education.